welcome to 3 from the 7. We are feeling particularly crazy and cooped up today. It is Relix's weekly news podcast, chronicling 3 of our biggest news stories from the last 7 days. It's your girl, Raf Kenny Sincotta, associate editor, Relix Magazine. That's what they put on my business cards, at least. And I am joined via satellite by the one, the only. She's beautiful inside and out. Karina Reichman!
Hey! What's happening, Raf? How are ya?
It's good. I'm good. I'm well.
Good.
I'm crazy. Amazing. I'm going crazy. It's okay.
Feeling crazy. That's good, I think, you know? I think that's a good thing. I mean, you know, depends on who's asking, but I like that. I think that's great.
Yeah, you know, I have my own little corner of the universe, and I'm pumping positivity into it, so that's all I can do.
That's literally all you can do, and I'm right there with you, and that was some intro, by the way. Thank you. Wow, you're beautiful inside and outside too, Raf. Have I told you that recently? On the air, off the air, don't even worry about it, but it's really true. It's really true.
Well, you're making me feel beautiful, Karina. I am sitting in pajamas on my twin-size bed in my childhood bedroom because, you know, I'm still quarantining on Long Island. So I do feel beautiful in my pajamas.
I love it. As you should. I mean, you know what they say? Comfort is key, Raf. And that's really, I stand by that. I definitely stand by that.
Let's Karina, are you of the school of thought that, are you putting on real clothes every day? Or are you just doing sweatpants through and through?
I mean, I don't have any jeans here, so there's that. But I mean,
that's the right decision. I haven't worn jeans in ages.
I don't have those, but I definitely, like, you know, we have a commune here. I'm like, you know, I'm not running around completely like disheveled. I think I kind of have this beach wear thing going on now, where I'm just kind of like, you know, short shorts, tank top. Bikini under my clothes every day is the vibe. So, you know, I come down in the morning. I haven't worn underwear in a very long time because the bikini. Yeah, that's right, people. That's right. Do you hear me? Just the bikini.
The weirdos are just flocking to the podcast now.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, you got to have someone listen. So, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, weirdos. It's all good. We got plenty of non-weird listeners, or so I'm told. But yeah, that's kind of the vibe. I've been swimming. I've been running. I'm outside all day, going on hikes. Just you know, it's an opposite. It's a big change for my city girl upbringing. You know what I'm saying? This is the longest I've ever lived not in New York City in my entire life. So it's pretty, it's different. It's nature-y, it's beautiful. And I'm just very happy to be with, like, my best friends, my boyfriend, everybody. We're doing good. We're doing good up here.
Well,
but yeah.
That does kind of remind me of our first story of the week, Karina, because you have not been on tour in some time. You are off
True.
The road, but Mr. Billy Strings has decided that he's going on the road. He's going to play 9 shows in Nashville this July, going to 5 different venues with no audience, but he'll live stream every single one. Karina, I think this is an innovative idea by Billy, and you have to commend him because he's doing all of the difficult parts of touring, made even more difficult by a pandemic. And, you know, he's just putting it out there and is going to play to an empty room, which surely isn't easy.
Surely not. And very respectable and, you know, good on him being the guy to, like, be like, you know what, I could do this, you know, because Billy's worth a lot of tickets. A lot of people are stoked on him, right? Obviously, for good reason. And he's doing it. He's absolutely doing it. That's so cool. I really look forward to streaming these, to be honest, and I'm not much of a streamer. This is very cool.
So the tour is going to get kicked off at the one and only Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville, which I'm so hyped on. Obviously, the Brooklyn Bowl is very near and dear to both Karina and my heart. And you got to commend the Brooklyn Bowl Nashville because they were supposed to open, right? Coronavirus happens. So obviously, it puts that off the rails a little bit. Then they announced they were going to open a couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, just for food service. And then in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, after the death of George Floyd, they decided to not, they opened that Monday and then didn't open that Tuesday. So that kind of disrupted the opening again. I believe it's still open right now. Anyone in Nashville, if they want to go down to the Brooklyn Bowl Nashville and eat some fantastic blue ribbon fried chicken. But I'm super stoked because the only show they've had so far is the crowdless Jason Isbell, Amanda Shire show, which was super awesome, live streamed on fans.com. But now they're going to have these amazing two opening shows for Billy Strings. So the Brooklyn Bowl Nashville is just, I don't even know how to characterize them, Karina. They just, like, they keep getting pushed down and they keep standing up taller. And in an industry that is fickle to begin with, to have to jump all of these extra hurdles, I can't believe it.
It's pretty insane. And, like, starting with the tornado, then COVID, then everything you just detailed. I mean, I didn't even mention
the tornado.
Remember the tornado? That was their first hurdle, if you will. And, like, you know, you couldn't have said it better. It's really a tough, you know, it's not easy to own and operate a venue even when all your, you know, stars align, let alone when you just keep getting, you know, sand kicked in your face and whatnot. So good on them. Billy, yes, way to start it off with two nights at the Bowl in Nashville. Super cool, man. I think this is great. And, you know, it's all, we got to be patient. We got to really be patient. But, man, I think it's going in the right direction, Raph. At least, you know, where I'm standing feels things are happening, you know, in our great state of New York. You know, we got phase one and phase two in different places. And it's things are opening. Businesses are excited to, you know, get back on their feet. People are excited to go and eat some food not cooked by themselves and their loved ones and get served at a restaurant setting. I mean, it's pretty wild. And I'm excited for what's to come. And go Billy. Yeah. Go Billy.
Go Billy boy.
You going to watch these? Of course you are. Of course I am.
I'm definitely watching at least the two Brooklyn Bowl ones to support the Brooklyn Bowl fam. And I think the energy of those two are going to be amazing given the fact that it's kind of kicking off a 9-show run. And Billy's also doing the very cool and commendable thing of some of the proceeds are going to go towards charitable organizations such as the ACLU, who have been doing amazing work for forever, as well as Backline, which we know very well, Karina, from their mental health resources in the music community, as well as the NAACP. So Billy is aware of the fact that things are going on in the world outside of music and is definitely there to help. And it's exciting. I mean, I know there's going to be a limited crew there, so I'm sure that's going to help people in his crew who have been out of work for some time. It's a smart choice by an artist who can really get out there and do their thing. And it's inspiring, Karina. It makes me want to go out and do things. I've been trying to go out and do more things. I'm trying to fight my crippling fear of the COVID. You know, you've been out and about too. Karina, do you go into like a town where you are, or are you just...
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. All the towns up here, the town of Rhinebeck, the town of Red Hook, Woodstock, Saugerties, all of it. We have some beautiful places and farmers markets and a lot of good stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
What's your mask situation? I just got one of those cloth ones that you can like put in the washing machine. And I feel like is a little more empowering than a scary N95 I was wearing for a while.
Oh, yeah, I've never had an N95. Yeah, we have cloth masks, lots of them, they're just, you know, pouring off the walls here for sure. I actually have a Fishman Donut one that's been good. It's like, you know, you can kind of tighten the sides, and it's pretty good. But got lots of different designs, and it's a good thing. And when you go inside a store or anything like that, just do it up. But it's a little, you know, like, I want to say... 75% of people just like walking up and down the street of like the town are masked. But then when you walk around like the, you know, the countryside roads, nobody is. And for, you know, there's nobody there.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's kind of the same here in the suburbs. I mean, if I go to like a grocery store, you have to wear a mask. But if people, if I'm riding my skateboard around, I have my mask like down, you know, because I'm not getting near anybody. But
no, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I'm surprised you don't have any other crazy patterns, Karina. I'm surprised you don't have one that has like some crazy... Or you should have a mask that says, I'm Karina Reichman, bassist for Marco Benevento, but I also have my own namesake project. Check us out on Spotify. It should say all that on the front of it.
And people will be like, wow, she's moving too fast for me to read it. Oh, God, where did she go? Oh, she's going to the fish aisle. She's going to pick up some tuna steaks for her commune. Oh, wow. The Fishman Donut one is good. There are quite a few. My boyfriend's mother makes them and has gone like wild in terms of making all the patterns that, you know, there are so many of them and, you know, they're very well distributed throughout our household so that if we go out into public, if you will, we are well equipped for sure. But we also, I've had COVID, apparently, or at least I have the antibodies. You know what I'm saying?
Boy. So, Caprina, like, this is the first time you're saying this in public.
Is that true? Well, I said it on Barbara's podcast, but that hasn't come out yet. Shit. But yeah, anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever,
yeah,
it's totally fine.
It's totally cool.
She's fine now, everybody. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, it was nothing. It was nothing. Our whole, you know, we all got antibody tests, and the entire commune has the antibodies. So there's that. We haven't been behaving any differently because of it, but it's just a little, some sort of peace of mind, maybe. And, you know, I had one, like, literally the week after we got up here, I had one night of fever, and then I lost my sense of taste and smell, but otherwise felt totally fine and great, and the entire rest of the commune was asymptomatic. Mm. So there's that.
And let it be known, American hero Caprina Reichman did not miss one episode of the podcast, despite having a brief tango with what quite possibly was COVID-19.
Well, certainly. So so there's that. And yeah, I'm going to donate some plasma when I can. I got to find out where I can do that up here. But it appears to be a good thing. So what I got.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. It's all happening. I'm very lucky that it didn't affect me or anyone with me worse. In fact, yeah, it hardly affected us at all. But we are now... We got them. We got those things swimming in our blood, you know, keep us safe.
I wish I knew Star Wars better, but you have the thing that makes the Jedi's the Jedi's. There's
exactly
midichlorians or something. I don't know. There's a bunch of Star Wars nerds are yelling into their fucking their iPods right now.
They're collapsing.
But Caprina, moving on to our second story of the week. Pretty Lights. I love them.
Yes.
You love them. Or at least, I don't know. Do you love him? I don't know. I love Pretty Lights.
I totally love him. Totally love him.
Has been, you know, in the shadows for quite a while. Pretty Lights has not made music in 3 years. I heard rumors that Pretty Lights, a.k.a. Derek Vincent Smith, was producing under a pseudonym. But who's to say? But he officially broke his 2-year silence and donated $10,000 to community bail funds, towards people fighting for Black lives out on the street. It's an amazing, amazing thing for him to do. And I mean, this was selfish for me to put it on our second story of the week, just because I love Pretty Lights so much. And the fact that he's doing anything publicly right now is such a good sign. He hasn't performed since 2018, I believe. Feel free to email us if that's not correct. And he hasn't released a song since 2017, the amazing Rainbows and Waterfalls, which samples...
Great tune.
Samples Strawberry Letter 22, which a lot of Fish fans know from Fish's cover.
23, dude. 23.
Strawberry Letter 23.
That's okay. That's totally okay. I'm just here. I'm here to help.
Thank you, Caprina. Thank you.
You got it.
It's a good song either way.
This is all, very exciting stuff. And, that silence was a little, not eerie, but like, you know, I'm a fan, you're a fan, we're all fans here. And, we want to hear from our guy, Mr. Pretty Lights, like, come on. So this is good. And of course, what a way to break the silence. Very admirable. And, I feel like a lot of people who have kind of been not politically active, not outspoken, in the past, not wanting to post anything divisive, potentially, are really kind of speaking out right now because it feels like the moment to do so. So it's a good thing. We've got a lot of work left to do, obviously, but, you got to start somewhere. And by that, I mean, wow, this has been going on for fucking way too long. By this, I mean just, the fight for racial justice, all around. But anyway, this is a step in the right direction, Ralph. Yeah. Step in the right direction.
And I think you're so right, Caprina, where it's kind of like, it's a good, lead by example thing where Pretty Lights is like, goddamn, I haven't posted on social media in 2 years. Like, I am now stepping forward and being like, this has got to stop, and making a huge donation and raising awareness. And I think also, at least in our age bracket, I think for a lot of people, Pretty Lights was like, whether it be an entry point or whether it be, an inflection point of like musical tastes. I know it was one of the entry points for me to get really into the jam scene. I mean, granted, I was into the Dead and stuff, but Pretty Lights was one of those first bands that I was, or groups or producers or however you want to categorize him and his his cohorts. That was kind of one of my bands. And for to see Derek do this is so exciting for me, and I'm sure exciting for a lot of other people. So if any other artists out there are, you know, chilling out and, you know, haven't said anything in a little while, what better way to pipe up and let the fans know that you're aware, you're conscious, and maybe you're making more music, Derek, if you're listening, please?
Yeah, that would be nice. We could use another single, an EP even, a record, whatever's clever. I hope he's working on something awesome because his output is so good. And, you know, I'm sure you and I would have some good times listening and raging around in our new life to this, you know. Anyway,
listen to Hot Like Sauce and don't rage. You know what I mean? It's impossible.
Yeah, good luck.
Exactly. Good fucking luck. Moving on, other awesome things people in our scene are doing, our third story of the week. Karina, the dudes from Umphrey's, they are doing a two-night live stream. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it starts tonight. It is Wednesday and Thursday this week. It is called Live from the Boondocks. And for the first time in 3 months, all of the dudes from Umphrey's McGee are getting in the same room, socially distanced, safe, all that good stuff. But they're actually going to perform together, which I'm sure for a lot of Umphrey's fans are... they must be losing their minds right now, Karina.
That's pretty exciting. And yeah, I saw, you know, the kind of statement being like, you know, for creatures of habit who have spent the better part of 22 years playing together, 3 unplanned months away can feel like an eternity. And boy, can I relate? You know, it's just so funny that we get accustomed to, you know, these things that we do, even when they, you know, by nature and by definition aren't, you know, it's not like, oh, we clock in at 9 a.m. and we clock out at 5 p.m. like, you know, like a regular job. Exactly. And like every gig is different and you never know where you're going to be booked and who you're going to be playing with and like what's going on. But you know, it really becomes this kind of habit that you get into and you just mentally always expect, you know, the next show, whether it's, you know, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away, you know, 2 days away, whatever. But, yeah, this unplanned time is pretty insane. And I'm so happy that they're being able to, you know, get back together and make some tunes. It's probably going to feel so good. It's like the unrequited slash, I mean, now it's going to be requited vibe that that they're looking for and that we're looking for as fans. And, you know, I hope to follow suit and get together with my people soon. So yeah. This is very cool. It's, again, like all these news stories, Rav, it's feeling good. We're going in a good direction, baby steps. And I like it. I like it a lot. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I will say that this is the first time in a while that we have 3 really positive stories, which is exciting. You know, Billy's going on tour. Pretty Lights breaking his 2-year silence, donating money. Umphrey's McGee is getting back together and giving the fans what they want. And it's funny that you mentioned kind of the Umphrey's, you know, feeling like an eternity because they've been playing together for so long. I mean, I obviously love my job. I talk about how much I love my job all the time. I've only been working at Relics for like 3 years and it feels like I've missed these people so dearly. And I'm sure you must feel the same way about, you know, people like Marco or Adam November or Chris Corsico. I mean, are you kind of touching base with all those guys and doing a tradition, like a typical, I miss you, I can't wait to jam?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And I've seen Marco a couple times up here, but we have yet to actually jam. We've just had like, you know, some backyard hangs, if you will. But I miss my fellas all around 100%. And I just want to, you know, ease into the whole thing because it's all so new and, you know, weird. And how do we do it? And what do we do? And what's your comfort level versus what's my comfort level? You know what I mean? It's just like, it's one of those things where you have to just be extremely unassuming of what other people are down for and, you know, how it's going to affect the people I live with and what people think, you know what I mean? You just want to be all around respectful of everybody's, you know, taking it slow and taking it easy and, you know, hopefully coming together soon-ish and making some cool shit during this crazy time, which I've definitely been doing with I'm again, very lucky, you know, my best friends here, you know, they all play music and we've been, you know, doing a ton of playing and writing and all that stuff, just, you know, in my select little commune, if you will. But I look forward to getting back with Marco and getting back with, you know, Adam November and Chris from my band and doing stuff for sure.
It's funny that you say that, you know, you and Marco hung out, and, like, obviously with good reason, you know, you guys are just pals, so it's nice to just see one another. But that's why I'm glad, like, my big mouth wasn't there, Karina, because I would just be like, I'd, like, pop in with, like, a beer in my hand and just be like, why don't you two play some music? Let's get you two in the studio together. Come on.
I know. Which is, you know, we're getting close, I feel like. You know, we've both been sequestered up in nature for 3 months. You know, I had the disease. You know, it's one of those, slowly but surely, it's going to happen for sure. We just want to not rush into it and, like, make sure it really, you know, talk to his family, talk to my family, if you will, and make it all feel good for everybody, you know?
Totally. And that's definitely what happened with the Umphreys guys too, I feel like, where they, you know, I know they all have families, and I assume they're meeting somewhere in the Chicago area. This is entirely, conjecture. I have no idea where they're actually meeting up, hence they call it live in the boondocks. But they must be in a state where it's kind of, the laws have loosened up a little bit, and they must be conscious of distancing and whatever. For all we know, they're there. They've been there for 2 weeks and quarantined together, you know, and then this is after the 2 weeks of, all right, we're all healthy, we don't have it. Let's jump on stage, so to say.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's fucking awesome. I think it's going to really come down to, like, you know, personal, you know, how are you feeling? What do you want? You know what I mean? Like, you know, as long as you're not endangering others for, you know, no reason. But, like, those are, you know, the Umphreys guys are, how many are they? Six. there are a lot of them. You know, you talk it out amongst yourselves, and, like, you know, how much contact are you having with anybody else? Who are they? How do they feel? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it all feels good.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward.
Yeah. And I think one of the very thin silver linings of this very gray cloud of a social, political, however you want to call it, climate in America, is that I think people are finally, you know, speaking to one another in a way that we're talking about, in a way of how are you mentally, how are you physically, how are you spiritually. People are having these conversations, I think, for the first time ever with bandmates, friends, family, whatever, in order to, like, really get a feel for not only their health, but their mental health and their spiritual health and all that kind of stuff. So I hope that kind of becomes a thing now, where, you know, when people get together, it's not just, oh, do you want to hang out? It's like, oh, how are you? Like, do you feel okay in all of these litany of ways? And do you want to talk about anything? And I think that's so important. And, like, if people become more empathetic in general, if we all come out of this and feel more empathy towards our fellow human beings, it will not have been pointless. And I think that's all I can really fucking ask for at this point.
And not assuming anything, right? Like, you know, the whole ass out of you and me, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, got to ask. You got to talk. You got to, I totally agree. And empathy is, you know, a very important attribute, I would say. And, you know, let us become more empathetic to one another, man. Yeah.
I know, cool. Right?
Yes.
Well, let me step off my soapbox and at this point. And, Karina, I believe
it was a good soapbox.
Thank
you. It was a good soapbox.
Right? And I'm just like, it's not that fucking hard to, you know, look another human being in the eyes or talk to another human being on a real level. And if anybody has trouble doing that, like, read a book. Goddamn. I feel like I'm cursing a lot, but it's okay.
Good. It's totally good.
Thank you, Karina. We have reached the end of our road, KR. Is there anything we haven't talked about that you want to talk about? How are you? Is there anything else going on in your world? Are you sold out on the shirts?
I feel like I've divulged a lot.
You have divulged a lot. This is a big episode.
I know. Yeah, totally. No, I'm feeling good, feeling great, really, truly. Sold out of shirts, except guess what? I was insensitive, and my original batch was just small, medium, large, and extra large. But my people have spoken, and the XXL community, you will get your justice. And those shirts are arriving this week.
Hell yeah.
So my people, if you're listening, I know it's not a great time for self-promotion. But if you are an XXL lady or man or somewhere in between or none of the above, and you would like a Karina Reichman shirt, they will be here and they will be for sale. So otherwise, completely sold out, overwhelmed by the support of all of that, truly. And Yeah, honestly, day to day, I'm doing pretty good. I've become a country girl, Raph. I'm a country. I'm just sucking in nature with a straw. I even killed my own spider today.
Whoa.
That's like, you don't know me, but like, let me tell you, that shit would not be on in any sort of past life. So you know, I'm getting down and dirty.
I'm just imagining you rocking chair on porch, overalls, straw hat, saying, "I killed my spider today."
That's me running around with a lasso trying to kill a turkey. It's great.
Awesome. I don't want to do a quick plug for the Relics Digital Roadie Lounge. Or anyone you know is a musician, works in the music industry, and needs help with applying for financial assistance, if they want to learn something, if they need mental health resources, go to relics.com/roadie lounge. We are here to help. Also, subscribe to Relics Magazine, relics.com/join us. That's something I do. It's something I work on. It's something I am quite passionate about. You can email us at raffandkarina@gmail.com. 3 from the 7 is brought to you by Relics Media Group, but you already knew that. Our producer is Will Schwerd. Sugar Shane, he is gone. He has left us. He has moved on. His internship has ended. But we remember him dearly, and we have a new intern who I have not been introduced to yet, but is helping us with this podcast, so I appreciate their help. And that about does it for me, Karina. You want to close out with some words of wisdom, as you are so wont to do?
You know, I wish I had some real wisdom today. Damn.
You should just say no, and the podcast ends.
How about no? But everybody take care. Be good to yourselves. Be good to others. Go easy. Left and right. Empathy feels good. And it feels good to do good, right?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It feels good to do good. What does that mean? I mean, I know what it means, but why am I saying it? Who knows, people? But love one another. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, Raph.
Thanks, Karina. Bye, everybody.
Bye.